Praise be Jesus and Mary, and forever. What our Lord is referring to here when he speaks of being hidden and fasting and giving alms, etc., in secret, is he's trying to focus on our inner self. That is, we should be in a spirit of prayer constantly before the Father, but within. We are seeking to purify ourselves, to clean ourselves within. That is, within our hearts, within our souls. Of course, first we have to recognize we have a soul, a spiritual soul, which is what makes us in the image and likeness of God, who is pure spirit. And that soul we must keep like God. And what happens? Easily. We dirty that soul with our sins. And if we're not careful with mortal sin, we kill the soul, as it were. That is why it's called mortal. Mortal signifies death, from the Latin word for death. We have need to purify ourselves. And that's what our Lord is speaking of here. Look within the inner, go within, when he says to the... He begins to speak of prayer here. He said, close the door and pray to your Father in secret. He's referring to his soul, the soul. Go right into the very depths of your soul. That's where you're going to find the Father. Go within the depths of your soul and really see. Look. We should examine our consciousness every day. Look. Are we clean and pure before the Father? Or are we dirtied with sin? Have we turned back unto ourselves? Are we turning away from God? You see? What is pointing out is we have a need of conversion. We have to turn around. And that's what this season of Lent is about. It's that turning around from the evil, the dirtiness, the darkness of sin that takes us away from God. The very source of our own life. The very source of our salvation. Without God, we're not going to be able to do anything of good, nothing. With God, we can do all we are called to do. Are we turning away from him in our sin? You see, that's what we need to look at. We're turning away from that darkness, and it is a darkness. Sometimes we don't even realize it. The more we fall into it, the more blinded we are to it, the less we recognize it. We are called to turn from that darkness to the life of grace, which brings us light. The light of our Lord Jesus Christ, and brings us back to the Father. And we are about to bless the ashes, and I will distribute the ashes to you. Those ashes remind us of this, that we need that conversion. They remind us of what's going to happen to us at our deaths. The words we use, remember man, thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. Those are the words of God to Adam and Eve after the fall in the Garden of Eden. Without God, we are nothing. We must recognize that. With God, we are everything. Because God is all. God is everything, you see? Everything that is good. And recall the words that God used when he created us. He looked upon man and saw that he was very good. It is we who have turned ourselves into evil through our sins. Again, I repeat, this is what this season of Lent is all about. This is why we're receiving the ashes. In order to remind ourselves that we need that conversion. And it's something constant. Something we need to take with us as we finish Lent. We come to the resurrection of our Lord. Right? The very climax of the history of our salvation. The very culmination, almost. There's the fulfillment yet. And that's what we are striving towards, that fulfillment, which will occur when we are in paradise with God. But we must work towards that. Or St. Paul tells us we must work out our salvation. We must remind ourselves constantly, we need that conversion. That's what these ashes are to signify. We need that conversion. We need to turn back within ourselves, within the very inner depths of ourselves, and examine our conscience every day. Where do we stand before God? That's what counts. Are we pure? Are we in the light? Are we in the state of grace? Are we in the light? Or are we in the darkness and filth of sin, turning away from that light? And let us seek, with our fasting, with whatever we do, and we should be doing good things too, acts of charity, etc., making whatever sacrifices we can, reminding ourselves, we are to seek to grow closer to God. We do it in order to praise God. This is for you, O Lord. That's what we need to say. As we're also saying, of course, be merciful to me, for I have sinned. Praised be Jesus and Mary. Don't forget.